Victims of sexual abuse have been advised to report such cases within 72 hours, during which a medication can be given to prevent pregnancy and diseases such as HIV and AIDS. The administrator to the coordinating director of DOFSU, ESP Lydia Osei Japon, who gave the advice, was speaking at a training workshop in Accra for journalists on gender-based violence. Dres Jachi reports.
Currently, the world is observing 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. The 16 days started from 25th November, dedicated as International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and ends on 10th December, which is International Human Rights Day. The campaign hopes to raise awareness on gender-based violence as a human rights issue. In observing their days, Women, Media and Change, WOMIC, organized training for journalists to sustain the reportage on gender-based violence stories. The administrator to the coordinating director of DOSU, ASP Lydia Osei Japon, said the effect of emotional abuse that victims suffer is equally serious, but that cannot be proven in courts. She mentioned low self-esteem, depression and anxiety, personality disorders, and relationship difficulties are some of the effects. DSP Lydia Osei Japon urged victims of sexual abuse to report such cases early.
Delay in reporting, that aspect has to do with people getting the proper treatment. For instance, if you are supposed to report within 3 days and get post-exposure prophylaxis and you wait till 1 week or 2 weeks or even months and come back, it means that treatment, we can't get it. Though the treatment is there at the hospital, but because you didn't come on time, they won't even administer that treatment to you. So we want people to come early, bring in more evidence early so that we can do the proper procedures and get something to support our prosecution.
She mentioned the delay of such cases in court as a problem since most victims and supporters give up. The executive director of WOMIC, Charity Binka, touched on the importance of the 16 days activism against gender-based violence.
And I think that in Ghana we've been too quiet over gender-based issues. So we think that we use every day in our papers, the little that we hear about gender-based violence is so terrifying. Either we are not concerned about the situation or we think...